Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire radio program, what we like to call Satsang, is for Sunday, March the 12th, 2017, and I'm very grateful you chose to be with us as we take a look at what the whole idea of kindness means, which is essential to our karma and really the litmus test of our meditation. If a person is really meditating, really working upon themselves, they will fall into loving kindness. And it's a very important subject. We're going to get right to it. And while we're on the subject of kindness, I want to thank the kindness of my sponsors who make all this possible through their donations, their gifts, their quarterly and monthly donations that pay for airtime. If not for their donations, you and I would not be meeting right now. And if Aspire has meant anything to you, I hope you will consider being a sponsor. And for your sponsorship of late, we have added, I've wanted to do this for years. It just took a long time to get everything done because there's such a large body of work. To give you all of the TV discourses that I made throughout the years. And there's 122 discourses that are available to sponsors. Every time I did a TV program, I would make for the 8 different programs, 8 different discourses that were, shall we say, a little more involved, a little deeper. And trying to help my audience understand what it meant, for instance, to delve into the Tao or to work with Buddha's Eightfold Path and things like that. They're all there on the website for you for free now. If you become a sponsor, there's 122 discourses, including the Beatitudes. I think you will find all of this very helpful in your life. If you are interested in going a little further, a little deeper into non-duality and what it really means to live your life according to the manner of your spirit. If you go to the website at aspire.org, A-S-P-I-R-E.org, O-R-G, and you go take a look at support, you will see a little menu. You pull it down. Why should you support Aspire, you know, is there. And if you click on that, it'll tell you where your donations go. They are tax deductible. You will receive a receipt. And you can sign up for any of the sponsorship programs there to help us sustain. And I hope you do. Let's take a look at kindness. What does kindness mean? Really, what are we talking about when we're talking about being kind? And I looked up the definition of it. It wasn't much. It's about being, thoughtful, yada, yada, yada. I didn't think that was a very good definition. So let me give you a definition that comes from my experience. When a person meditates, when they come to a certain place where meditation becomes extremely important, in fact, essential, there is something that is derived out of meditation. And everyone says to me, you know, what do you get for meditating? What's the payoff? And I'll tell you what the payoff is. You become kind. Just naturally kind. It is the inevitability of your loving spirit to unconscionably be kind. It means to be gentle, merciful, forgiving. It means to be helpful, to be in service to, without obligation. And when you think about that, and you think about the world and where we are right now, is anything more appropriate than kindness? So the first question comes from Jason in Colorado, and he asks, how should I be to gain the merit of kindness? How kind need I be? Jason, how kind need I be? That was almost biblical, Jason. Jason, it is not a polite innuendo to be kind. There is no measure of kindness. This is how kind you should be. This is how generous you should be. If you want to gain merit in your life, meditate. Sit, watch your breath. I have made loads of meditations for my students over the years, and they're there for you as well, with Tibetan tones, sitting there absorbing the tones, learning how to resonate with them. If you resonate to these tones, you're going to find inwardly, at first you become a little disoriented, but as you persevere with it, you'll begin to find that these tones bring about a certain kindness in you. This kindness is not predicated on social politeness or any kind of social or moral obligation that you might feel towards anyone or anything. This kindness comes out of not sympathy. It comes out of compassion. And compassion is more than the ability to put yourself in another person's moccasins, as it were, and see how they're living and how they're feeling. Compassion is the ability to feel what is necessary at the time, in the moment. What is necessary? And when you recognize what is necessary, you begin to realize that it came from your quiet time, from your resonation time, from your vibration. You begin to vibrate to a different tone, a different music. In the West, in the Earth, you know, the way we live here on Earth, we negate the tones of the earth. We negate the tones of life itself. We're so busy making loud and obnoxious noise and calling it music. I sound like my parents, but it's just so bad now. We want frantic, energetic music that forces people to become compulsive and obsessive and obtrusive to their own life, their own living. They miss what it's all about. In compassion and in loving kindness, what is happening is you are resonating to a very beautiful ebb and flow, a rhythm that is not about the rhythm of, shall we say, being sexy or something like that. It is a rhythm of sensuality, of love, of depth. It is the rhythm of life. And that can be found in the simple rhythm of your breathing. Just the simple rhythm of your breathing, going in and out, in and out. And just watching your breath, your rhythm can turn into kindness, mercy, compassion. Your mind will change. It will no longer trying to seek to get something it wants or something it believes it should have. It will be in a rhythm, in a definite rhythm. And that rhythm that your mind will feel and follow very simply will permeate into your awareness. Your understanding of everything will diminish. I think I understand this. I think I understand that. People like to believe they understand, but we don't. We don't understand. We just want to believe that we do. Understanding, human understanding, is very limited, and it can't give us what we need to make a life that is beautiful. It can't give us the meaning of our life, because the meaning of our life exceeds whatever it is that my emotionality likes to adopt. So as you go deeper and deeper into this meditation, you're going to find, Jason, kindness naturally comes up. First of all, it'll be kindness for yourself. And that will look like forgiveness. That will look like mercy. That will look like generosity. And these are things that the ego does not like, not at all. But if you stay with these in-depth feeling, this in-depth love inside you, you're going to find that you start to change. You will no longer be as influenced by your humanity as you once were. And something of the other shore will start to rise in you. You will start to feel liberated. It is in that liberation that kindness will come pouring out of you. You will want for others exactly what has happened for yourself. And it is a very, very sweet thing. Very sweet. You can have this. So kindness is the result of itself upon your own life. And then the ball starts rolling towards more kindness and more. And you will become unconscionably kind. There will be those who will criticize you, your family, your friends. Why are you being so kind? Why are you being so generous? Why are you being so forgiving? Yeah, it's a real challenge because you will find that your family and you lived in the auspice of human love. And human love is an ugly, ugly thing. It is based in pride and vanity. Enough of me. I hope that helped you, Jason. I really do. Please forgive me. Namaste. The next question is from Les in Washington, D.C. Way back there. I'm kind when I can be. It's not often, I admit. But it is my belief in this world that people deserve what they get, whether it be from me or from others. Am I wrong, Les? It is hard to be kind in this world. It is hard because the world is full of people who know not what they do, including thee and me, Les. We do things we wish we hadn't done. We wish we could turn back the clock and change some things in our life. All of us do. But what can we do? We can't do that. Whatever we've done, we simply have to live with. And we have to look at it from the point of view that this was the best we could do at the time we were in. And once you begin to accept that, you will understand why everything is the way it is in our lives. Our lives are what our lives are because of the way we have treated our inwardness, as I like to call it. What do you work from? Sounds to me, and forgive me, I don't know you, but sounds to me like you're rationalizing your own evil. And you're saying, you know, if you mess with me, you're going to get it, and you deserved it, and that's your tough luck. But this is not the teaching of the higher that lives within you, the higher essences of love within you. Hate never yet dispelled hate, as the Buddha taught. Only love dispels hate. And you've got to ask yourself, do I want to dispel my hate? Every time a situation comes into your life and you have the chance to do something beautiful, you have the chance to do something magnanimous, you have the chance to do something unfolding and compassionate, every time you get that chance, you're doing something so beautiful, so important to your own karma and your own life that you would be surprised. We're not here to pass down one cruelty to another. We're just not here to do that. I know that's popular with people, to pass down cruelties. But I'm telling you, that's not the way and that's not what it's all about. Now, if you want to see the bigger picture of your life and the bigger picture of your living, you have to understand everything matters that we do. And we are not here to defend our positions. We're here to surrender our life to love, to that bigger picture, to that beauty. So you have taken a very hard stance here. And it's a very difficult one because in the end, it's going to bring to you many more aspects of life that are going to be supportive of your position that, you know, people deserve what they get. And this is going to happen more and more and more to you. And you're going to have to ask yourself, is this as far as I get? Is this as far as I go? For most people, it's true. This is as far as they go. They don't move any further in their life. They do not go any deeper in their living. And because of that, that whole rigmarole that we go through, we miss what is important. We miss what is vibrant in our life. To live in love is a very disciplined thing. If you live in love, you live in the discipline of a silence that is so beautiful and so magnanimous. People are going to do what they're going to do less. They know not what they do, and punishing them is certainly not going to change anything. If you punish a person for their misunderstanding of the law or the misunderstanding between the two of you, what have you gained? You've just made another enemy. And what good does that do you? Why make enemies? There are enough guns out there. We don't need any more bullets. So if I am unforgiving of you, I've given you a bullet and you've already got the gun. It's silly. It's ridiculous. It's foolish. But you can't talk people out of it because, Les, it's so gratifying. It's so very, very gratifying to lay vengeance on other people. I've never been able to talk anyone out of it. In my career, I have never talked anyone out of it. I've tried to talk them down. You can't reason with them. People who are emotional, people who are prideful, people who just don't have the capacity to get beyond their emotionality and their pride are always seeking vengeance. And these are people, typically, who really enjoy hurting other people. I'll show you. I'll do this or I'll do that. And what good does it do? How much happiness can be in that? Are you helping another person? I've seen people who should way know better. People who are teaching other people how to be spiritual, be vengeful, unkind, ugly. And they misunderstood the whole thing of their life. And here they are, supposed to be teaching others how to find inner peace and love. And they're out doing what they're doing. You got to wonder inside yourself, what is authentic, what is real? Listen to me. And Les, you're not going to like this. If you can bear the injustice, of a given situation where you bypass your chance to be vengeful and you take in the pride, the vanity, and you see what it's doing to you by hounding you and telling you, you know, people deserve what they get and no one messes with me. If you can hold that within you, you will see your hubris. You will see your vanity, your own pride. And you will start to realize maybe, that this isn't very healthy for you. If this isn't going to help you at all, because it won't. And maybe in all of that, you can come to a place where you can see the error of your own way. You who are without sin, you can cast the first stone. And every one of us has done something where we cannot cast that first stone at all. It is about love. This whole life is about love. Let it pour. Let it come through you. Let love live you. I hope that helps you, Les. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question comes from V in, where is this, Colorado. Greg, I've listened to you for a long time. How kind is kind? When is kind enough? V. V, you must be listening to some of the discourses that I've offered over the years, and I thank you for listening. Kind is a very humbling thing. To be kind means to surrender my cruelty, my pride, my vanity. To be kind means that I don't listen to those voices that are telling me, Greg, do this, Greg, do that. Greg, don't let them get away with this. Greg, don't let them get away with that. It is something of the other shore kindness. And if you have to ask how much kindness should I have for whatever it is you're doing, then you're missing, because it's not a matter of how much. It is what an honor it is. What an honor. What an honor to be so kind, so loving, so generous, especially when you think of it as being kind towards your neighbor. To love your neighbor as yourself, to love your neighbor beyond yourself, to love beyond the body, the mind, the belief, the whole thing. This is what it's all about. And should you start to feel any of that, you will understand the nature of your life and the nature of your living and how important it is simply to be kind. Kindness is the way of the heart. Now, to know this way of the heart, to participate in it, is the very meaning of our own existence. So, V, it is very important for you to be in the heart and to live in the heart. And to drop the mind that is always calculating and surveying the possibilities for what could or could not happen in this world and what that will mean to you and how you might profit from those things. It takes a great deal of energy just to live our life in the way of the heart. But once that energy starts to vibrate inside you, you will find that it will carry you. At first, it seems like a burden because you're bringing the emotions in and the ego in, and they're heavy. But as you start to practice your meditation and watching your breath and seeing the bigger picture, you start to begin to realize the meaning of your life upon the face of yourself. You start to realize that which is going on within you, and you couldn't be kind enough. You start to realize life has shown us such mercy for the kind of people we have been in this lifetime. Such mercy. And that mercy is a very extraordinary thing. It's extremely important. If you have great mercy, you have a beautiful life. And you can have great mercy simply by understanding that you and I have not lived a perfect life. There is no perfect life according to the way the church and society would go about it. But it is about, I have been unkind, I have been unforgiving, I have not been generous. And if you can go and look at that and say, enough is enough, your meditations will take on the tone of changing you, of bringing loving kindness into your life. And you will forgive those who have hurt you, who have despitefully used you, as Jesus said. You will feel not an impulse to do these things emotionally, but you will feel the impact of a loving kindness that is the authentic nature of your being. And if you do that, if you can understand that, you can change everything about your life right here, right now. I hope that helped. Please forgive me, won't you? Namaste. Thank you for being with me. I hope any or all of us helped you. Come to the website at aspire.org. Take a look at some of the TV programs that are there, the blogs that are there, and everything that is there to serve your spiritual life. There's so much. Have a wonderful day, and please forgive me, eh? Namaste.